You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information about anything in this report. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Columbia Green Media that a tax incentive package for a $177 million energy project is expected to be approved by the Greene County Industrial Development Agency at its next meeting on October 21st. The Champlain-Hudson Power Express project is slated to run through Greene County. No comments in opposition to the project were offered at a public hearing held by the IDA on October 13th. The package includes use, recording, and mortgage tax exemptions and a payment in lieu of taxes agreement, as well as a community host fund for several towns and villages, IDA Executive Director Renee Van Schack said. The Champlain-Hudson Power Express transmission line would transport 1,000 to 1,200 megawatts of electricity via buried power lines from the Canadian border to New York City, traversing Greene County and 16 other jurisdictions. The transmission line would pass through Athens, Catskill, Coxsackie, and New Baltimore and extend a total distance of 333 miles from Canada to New York City. In Greene County, the project will follow the CSX right-of-way for the entire length except for a small area in Catskill where the line will come out of the public right-of-way onto local roads under the Catskill Creek and back out of the right-of-way, Van Schack said. Quote, it will proceed south until Smith's Landing where the line will come off the railroad right-of-way and go back into the Hudson River at the Lehigh Cement Plant, where the last mile of the line will be under the river through Greene County, unquote, he said. The package includes a community benefit fund that will benefit the towns of New Baltimore, Coxsackie, Athens, and Catskill, as well as the villages of Coxsackie and Catskill. That fund will remain in place for 30 years, concurrent with the pilot agreement. The fund is designed to offset the economic impact of the power line on those communities. The public comment period on the incentive package remains open until the close of business Tuesday, October 19th. Anyone wishing to comment can submit a letter to Renee at greenida.com. And Shaq said, read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce will present the Len Kane Heart of Ulster County Award posthumously to Tommy Keegan of Keegan Ales. Keegan, the late owner of Keegan Ales in Kingston, died in April, but his spirit lives on at the Midtown Brewery he founded, the chamber said. Keegan was instrumental in starting the local craft beer industry. Quote, he also had a heart for his community and was involved in many local philanthropic endeavors, including helping People's Place, unquote, according to a press release from the chamber. The People's Place is a thrift store, food pantry, and a wellness empowerment center, community cafe in Kingston. The chamber will honor local businesses, business leaders, and organizations in Ulster County during an awards dinner on October 21st. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Raymond Pignon has the rundown for Columbia Green Media on the two candidates looking to represent District 9, Durham, on the Greene County Legislature. Incumbent Patricia Handel, 58, is a resident of Cornwallville and has lived in the county for 36 years. Her name will appear on the Republican and Conservative lines on the ballot. Handel previously served as a county legislator from 2011 to 2015. She is a co-owner of the Blackthorn Resort. Handel said several major issues face the community, including drug abuse and the high number of overdoses. Handel also sees the lack of broadband and cell service in rural areas as another problem. Among her accomplishments, Handel includes standing up for her constituents, her ability to balance a budget, and the county's fiscal health. Brenna Rustick, 20, is a resident of Durham and running on the Democratic line. A lifelong resident of the county, she is a student at the College of St. Rose and working as a manager cashier. Rustick says the lack of transparency and communication in county government is an issue that impacts everyone. Quote, we shouldn't have to try so hard to be able to connect with our representatives. We should know what's going on within our government, unquote, she said. Rustick, if elected, said she will attend meetings and community events and remain approachable and willing to listen to her constituents. Quote, I will make sure to vote for the benefit of Durham and Greene County. I will make sure to listen to my constituents regardless of political party and will work with those across the aisle to make sure Durham and Greene County is the best it can be, unquote, she said. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.